Metallica Radio.
Hola, I am Lucia, and I produce the series Town in Focus.
Málaga Radio, Town in Focus, a series of shows that focus on the towns in Málaga and the Costa del Sol.
We started listening and everybody likes it.
It's awesome.
Yes,
it's awesome.
We absolutely love it.
The perfect way to learn about culture and history, food and nightlife, beaches and the weather.
This episode is about Estepona. Hello, beachgoers. Welcome to another episode of Málaga Radio, where we uncover the best of the Costa del Sol's coastal treasures. I'm Lucia, and today we're exploring the charming town of Estepona, a favorite for its beautiful gardens and stunning beaches. From quiet coves to lively family spots, Estepona offers a beach for every type of visitor. Let's start our seaside journey. Estepona prides itself on its long coastline, which stretches over 20 kilometers, offering a diverse range of sandy retreats. One of the town's most popular beaches is Playa La Rada, located right off the main promenade. With its golden sand and easy access, it's perfect for families and sunbathers looking to relax near the heart of the town. Next up is Playa del Cristo, just a short walk from Estepona's marina. This cove-like beach is particularly great for young children because of its sheltered bay and shallow waters. The beach also has two popular chiringuitos where you can enjoy a drink or a meal while watching over the kids as they play. For a more natural setting, head to Playa de Guadalmanza. This beach is a bit more secluded and is known for its clear waters and tranquility. It's ideal for those who enjoy snorkeling or simply want to escape the more crowded beaches. Estepona is also great for water sports enthusiasts. Playa El Padrón is home to several water sports centers where you can rent equipment or take lessons in windsurfing, paddleboarding, and kitesurfing. The beach is wide and less crowded, providing plenty of space for all kinds of activities. And let's not forget about the cultural aspect. Estepona is not just about its beaches, the town is also known for its beautifully painted murals and botanical gardens that you can explore on your way to or from the beach. These attractions provide a wonderful blend of culture and nature. Before we sign off, let's cast our gaze a little further off the coast of Estepona to the intriguing El Galeón. This site is a haven for underwater explorers, known for its historical shipwreck which has become a captivating diving destination. The waters here are not just clear but steeped in history, offering a unique glimpse into the maritime past of the Costa del Sol. For those interested in marine archaeology or simply looking for an extraordinary diving experience, El Galeón is a must-visit. Just remember, whether you are diving or snorkeling, always respect the marine environment and its historical treasures. Estepona offers a wonderful mix of natural beauty, active sports, and family-friendly beaches, all set against the backdrop of its vibrant cultural scene. There is something here for everyone to enjoy. As we close today's episode, I would like to leave you with a gentle reminder about our shared responsibility towards these beautiful beaches. Whether you choose to unwind or explore, please remember to respect the natural environment. Always dispose of your litter properly, use recycling facilities whenever available, and consider using reusable items to help keep our shores pristine. Together, we can ensure that the stunning beaches of the Costa del Sol remain clean and vibrant for everyone to enjoy for generations to come. Thanks for joining me, Lucia, on today's beach-filled journey in Estepona on Málaga Radio. Whether you are planning a visit or just dreaming of sandy beaches, Estepona welcomes you. Stay tuned for more adventures along the Costa del Sol. Until next time, pack your beach bag and keep exploring.
Málaga Radio.